I'm Courtney Martin, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. One of the tallest and most imposing objects you see when you enter the Ball Brothers Foundation Gallery in the David Owsley Museum of Art is Theodore Rorschach's 1959 Invocation Variation No. 3. This large yet delicate work made of nickel, silver, and steel practically begs us to walk around it to see it in its entirety. It stands on three closely spaced legs that are reminiscent of the legs on a rocket ship. At the top of the sculpture, there appears to be a crescent moon or some other celestial object reaching up to the skies. Near this moon are a couple of spiky orbs that look like stars or even sparking antennas on a spacecraft. Rorschach was a Polish-American sculptor whose works were influenced by World War II and the Cold War. These interesting works by Rorschach are often considered abstract expressionists because of their bold geometric forms and the visibility of the artist's manipulation of the medium on the surface of the objects. We'd like to thank Ball State student Samantha Earhart for her text. The David Owsley Museum of Art is open weekdays 9 to 4:30 and weekends 1:30 to 4:30. More information can be found on the web at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment and bsu.edu/artmuseum.